As the new thriller, Martha Marcy May Marlene, begins, Elizabeth Olsen, as Martha, makes a desperate phone call to her long-estranged sister Lucy, played by Sarah Paulson.
Martha? Martha, what's wrong?
I don't know. I should go back.
Go back where? Martha, what's happened? Are you okay?
I have to go, I can't stay gone, so,
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry for calling.
Martha, please don't hang up. Don't hang up the phone. Find out where you are and I will come get you.
Lucy does pick up Martha, but things are far from okay. Martha has just escaped a cult. Memories of the life she fled keep intruding on the one she begins living with her well-to-do sister's family. The cult is on an isolated farm in the Catskills. Cult leader Patrick, played by John Hawkes, has a charisma that masks a need for rigid control and a capacity for violence. Martha's haunted by the continual fear that Patrick or his followers will find her. Martha Marcy May Marlene is written and directed by Sean Durkin, who won the Best Director Award at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Here and Now producer Emiko Tamagawa sat down with him and Elizabeth Olsen and began by asking Sean what drew him to the film.
I felt like I'd never seen a film about a cult that was modern and naturalistic. And then I just started searching and searching and researching and sort of decided and settled on the fact that the most interesting part to me was what happens when someone leaves and tries to get back to their normal life.
Which makes me think of the title. Mm-hmm. I mean, the title embodies the film, but it's very hard to remember. I mean, did it ever occur to you to change it?
Yeah, I mean, it was from the very beginning. I named the film that before I even wrote the script, and it really became the center of what the film is. I mean, it's this woman struggling with these different sides of herself. Martha is her given name, and then she's renamed Marcy May by the leader of this group.
Martha. You look like a Marcy May.
Marcy was my grandmother's name.
Ah, there you go.
Marlene is sort of the third alias that's used around the cult.
But in order to pull this movie off, because it is about identity, you basically need a central person who can be knowing and not knowing at the same time, which brings you in, Elizabeth Olsen. What really stood out for me about Martha is that this is a girl who doesn't know what normal is, or doesn't know what normal behavior is.
Yeah, well, it was taken away from her through manipulation. And so that's what's the amazing struggle within the film, is that the audience wants to believe that, like, she can get back into normal society rules, but the truth is that she can't.
It felt like watching you, that simple gestures like, you know, eating or whatever, felt as if they were almost unfamiliar to mm-hmm. Martha. Just sitting at a table and talking would be completely unfamiliar.
I think it's also the heightened awareness of not feeling like you fit in at this new environment that you're put into. And yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it was. When she eats, she's in the presence of a man, and she hasn't eaten in front of a man in, you know, who knows how long, because that's not how they ate at the farm. So there are just little things like that that she was hyper aware of. She also was only used to having one meal a day. So like all this food that people were watching her, like, it was just very confusing, because it's trying to break up old habits that have become, you know, completely habitual.
One thing I was noticing, the way that you structure the film, Sean, is that it was very easy to slip from one time to another. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt like a beginning of a shot might be in one, and then it just drops into another. Mm-hmm. So, in a way, the audience is kind of put in the same position of not knowing what time it is.
Yeah. No, I definitely wanted that. I wanted to, you know, my goal for the film, I guess, was to try to create an experience of what it would be to be in the shoes of this person dealing with this event. And somebody that I interviewed told me that those first 3 weeks after she escaped from a cult, she had told me that she didn't remember anything that happened. It was all like a dream. She couldn't quite remember. All she remembered was that she imagined that she saw him, meaning the leader, everywhere, and that she lied to everybody about where she had been. And I felt like that was like this basic survival mode, and filled with confusion and paranoia, and that's what the film had to be.
Think of someone who hurt you, who lied to you. Feel it. Feel how they made you feel. Let it build. Let it transfer to the gun. Building in the gun. Breathe out. Release. Feels good, right? Now try that.
What do you mean?
Shoot it.
They're living animals.
So shoot Max, then.
The leader of this particular family farm cult, seeing all these different ways of characterizing him, yeah. Patrick, who's played by John Hawks, that is a crucial role because in a way you have to sort of understand his magnetism at the same time that he's really scary.
Yeah, definitely. He can't just be scary, and you know, because that's just not how it is. There's always something about these characters, these leaders, who they're charming and attractive in ways because they need to draw people in. And to, you know, give John credit, I mean, I think John is, he's such a wonderful, warm person. And so his ability to go to those darker places but still have that warmth inside him, make, I think, really contribute to seeing that like more fully rounded character.
And the thing about Martha, though, is that sometimes she tears your heart out because you just sort of see what she's gone through, whatever. And sometimes she is annoying. And sometimes, I mean, she says some things to her sister Lucy that are just horrible.
Well, I justify all of those things in a way. Like, you always, people say awful things. And, like, I think we're all guilty of saying it at the wrong time to the wrong person. That's what I attribute those moments to, because there is so much being bundled up and covered and hidden that when the moment happens where, like, that this whatever sparks it, there's like this combustion of a release that you didn't expect. And I think that's what's part of why the audience hopefully, you know, is sensitive to her, because clearly, like, something is not right, and it's because of those moments that you never really feel settled during the film.
I am a teacher and a leader. You just never let me be that, but now I am. I know who I am.
A teacher and a leader? What are you talking about? I am always...
It is ready.
I was the one who encouraged you to push yourself, always. You were the one who shut me out. Martha.
Just because we're sisters doesn't mean we need to talk about everything that comes into your head.
I do have to ask you, just because it got such a reaction when I saw the film yesterday, without talking about what exactly what it is the ending of this film. Can you say anything about what you were trying to do with it?
The topic is, you know, it's a challenging topic. And like I said, I wanted the film to be about the first few weeks after this woman escapes from a cult. So it was very important to me that I end the film exactly where her character would be, what state of mind she would be in, and what she'd be struggling with 3 weeks after.
One person next to me had a very definite idea of what happened, and I thought about it later, and I said, no, it's not.
There's a lot of, I guess, different interpretations.
It's exciting because people then actually get to talk about a movie they watch instead of like, oh, my stomach hurts from too much popcorn, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like I really do. I always want to be true to Martha and where she's at and what she's going through, and I just think that that's the only place it could end.